The Runner and Gunner Show!
Get my special!
DJ Runner and DJ Gunner.
Monday morning crack.
Shout out to Rob Bass.
Brought to you by the beer of the month.
Beer of the month.
Bitburger from Bitburg, Germany. Let me taste it. But I got this nice, beautiful, fresh.
Here we go. Cheers, Gunner.
Cheers, Runner.
Let's guzzle these things. Oh, wow.
Best serve. Oh, boy.
Room temperature. I would suggest a little bit of room temperature. That flavor is so good. You can't beat it. I mean, it does have a little vanilla hint.
Is that vanilla hint that I taste?
It tastes like a hint of vanilla.
Is that vanilla hint?
Hoppy.
Vanilla hint.
Just like
that
this
I
song,
express?
Hip-hop. It's very hoppy, like the hip-hop song we're playing. Very good. It's actually pretty bomb. And everybody out there, happy Monday morning to you, everybody. And
happy
hope that
Monday
you are
morning,
enjoying
everybody.
This August. Late August Monday, and we hope you guys are out there just having a good time, having fun, and stuck in traffic. I know it's a drag, but we're just trying to bring you up. We're trying to bring that traffic a little bit more enjoyable than it actually should be. So what we're doing here,
the Runner
is,
and Gunner
at
is
the Runner
the
and Gunner
cure
show
for traffic.
We are the cure for traffic, and we are the cure for sure. And so we're here enjoying a little Bitburger, or it could be soda, or it could be Pepsi, Coke, or whatever of you companies decide to pay us, we'll go with you. Anyways, we'll say your names later. I don't even care if Mountain Dew, even though Mountain Dew is nasty. But anyways, Bitburger is the company this week.
Bitburger,
we are
the month.
Going with.
Bitburger, the beer of August 2023 by the Runner and Gunner Bitburger beer.
And remember, don't buy her burger too hard. So, everybody out there, we just want you guys to enjoy this traffic ride.
It's a
we
Pilsner.
Know traffic goes and goes on and on forever for ages. And sometimes you just
oh
want to honk your horn.
It.
Sometimes you want to just ram your car into the corn's rear end and then just cause a traffic accident. And you don't
and
do that.
Turn into metal and
yeah.
fight in liquid metal
but
shards.
Don't do that, people. So we're
but
here,
you can't do that.
We're here to take that feeling away. We're here to enlighten that feeling and make that feeling into a great, wonderful, you know, a good
yes.
traffic experience, as
you
we say.
You want to be wonderful.
Yeah, and the traffic experience, we want to change it from feeling horrible to feeling hey
yeah
traffic
like,
ain't so
like
bad
Ringo.
After all
be like Ringo
Ringo
be like Ringo Starr everybody in the 80s not the 70s Ringo Starr after Lennon passed
yeah
I mean after Lennon
Ringo.
Was murdered but more about his murder
in
the Halloween
October.
Episode
yeah October you, gotta episode. You guys gotta wait till a couple more months we're almost there I know they're anticipating them but we're almost there but it's not quite yet there
oh
so
man what a fine Monday morning it is
it's a beautiful
such
the
a
sun
night.
Is shining
it's
another
so hot.
Beautiful summer day yeah because summer is almost over so we're just trying to like we're kind of getting over summer we're past the hottest point probably but then you gotta forget don't forget I mean that the late hot surge is still coming along
yes
and it's on its way.
And also, we want to do a weather report coming from Europe.
Europe!
In Europe right now, it is the most spectacular weather. It is cold, yet it is summer.
Mmm. Mmm. Sounds amazing.
I heard that they could even
sounds
drink
nice.
Room temperature beers because the temperature is so...
Roomy.
Roomy. Cozy.
And it cozies you. It's like when it goes inside of your stomach, you just feel the awesomeness of summer going into your body. And you just feel like, hey, this is probably the greatest day of summer that I've ever had so far.
I'm feeling it right about
now. And thanks to Bitburger, we're going to be
Bitburger.
Feeling it throughout the show.
That's Bitburger so, Germany.
Bitburger, I mean, Bitburger Germany.
Germany.
Shout out to you guys. And everybody... We also want you to grab your coffees. You know, we know you can't
yes.
always drink beer, so we want you to get out there and get your coffees, get your Red Bulls, get
you
your
work.
Bullseyes, get whatever it is that you need to drink to refresh yourself and make yourselves feel nice and ready.
Yeah, it's Monday
for
morning.
Monday.
It's Monday morning. The 9 to 5 is back. You're going to work. Grab your little coffee. Hopefully you got like a nice metal cup that keeps the temperature hot.
Yeah.
Take a fat swig. Take a deep
big old
breath.
Swig of that.
Ah. And think about the week to come and how you're going to conquer it and completely.
How are you going to overcome any obstacles that may be in your way?
And 100% completion. All obstacles, all seven obstacles, completed.
All of them. Completion.
Yep, 13.
To the fullest.
Completed. All 13 obstacles completed.
Every mission.
Every secret room.
Every day.
Every, what do they call them? What do they call them nowadays? Back in the day, they used to call secret rooms. Easter eggs. Every Easter egg.
Easter egg.
Unlock achievements. That's what they call them.
Achievements.
All 100 out of 100 achievements.
Achichi?
On your Xbox Live account. You know, when the little monkey profile picture pops up.
And you get that trophy. Bling, bling.
Everybody, if you're out there and you're having a nice sip of coffee.
Sipping.
You might live in California.
Cafe.
Or you might live in Amsterdam. Either way, throw
you
up your lighters.
Might live in Hamburg.
And take a rip.
Take a big old puff. Puff to my dew. Yeah. And
oh, yeah, baby.
Make sure you're feeling right. And make sure the day is nice and bright and beautiful for you. And if you do have the crush on that girl at work, make sure you talk to her. Don't be the shy guy. Be the fly guy. Go after her and just make sure that you give her the pure enjoyment of her day. Make her happy, smile, laugh, whatever. Give her a couple compliments and then say something else about her. Doesn't have to be compliments all day because you don't want to kiss too much butt. But you do want to make sure that she acknowledges you every day. And once she sees that, she'll say, hey, that guy is all right. I should leave my jerk boyfriend and get with him. Maybe. It's not 100% guaranteed.
It's
anyways,
true.
We want you guys to get out there and
everybody,
drive
safe.
Everybody,
what you just heard is true. That's what you want to do.
Get your butts out there and drive. I mean, drive. I mean, freaking drive into a ditch. No, don't do that. Drive as far as you can to work. And get your party going on. I mean, it's always a party. Every day should be a party for you guys. Every day should be a great day. Fulfilled with happiness, greatness, dopeness. Flyness. Good stuff.
All right, we want to give this a nice little segment to the ladies.
Ladies. All right, here we go.
What do you like
ladies.
In a man? Tell us. We'll showcase it on next week's episode.
Yes, we will.
Our lady listeners.
All right, look at ladies. Give us your top three qualities that you want in a man.
And what are your top three qualities?
I'm already eliminating one right away because one of them better not be sensitivity. So that one is already eliminated. Besides sensitivity, give us your top three qualities.
And also tell your gamer boyfriends what are the top three qualities you're truly looking for. However, remember gamers, you probably don't have a girlfriend. So none of this means nothing to you.
Then go out and get one.
Just for the ladies.
Or look for one.
Ladies,
search.
What do you like in a man? Go ahead and Instagram us or email us.
Let
them
know the IG.
RunnerGunnerShow@gmail.com.
IG, baby. The Runner and Gunner IG is fulfilled with cool guys, beautiful
you
ladies.
You got a funny face out there, everybody?
Sure
everybody's
do?
Got a funny face.
We all do. We
everybody's
all do.
Weird looking.
We all are weird. We're all aliens. This. We're all from different planets, races. Genes, genres, whatever the heck you
we're
want to call
like
them.
Bones with like skin zipped over it.
Skin, yeah, we're just bones with little cells underneath it and skin on top of it and
yeah, like
little
what the heck
weird
are we?
Micro specimens crawling on our skin. You know, we're
I'll tell you the weirdest looking person.
Who's that?
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith. And with Sam Smith.
You know what? He just made the weenie list.
The weenie list? Okay. Well, let's tell them what that is. And the weenie list, it consists
of... Tell them what the weenie list is, Runner.
Well, it consists of a lot of guys who kind of act wienerish. If you don't know...
Wienerish? What do you mean, wienerish?
Well, they kind of like... They walk around like... Doy-doy-doy-doy-doy, and I'm not happy with life. And life is just a complaint. And I do things just for the money. And I'm not really enjoyable.
So they sound like Jerry Lewis from The Nutty Professor?
Weenie, but he's a cool weenie, actually.
I don't think he was a weenie.
He was a cool weenie, though. He acted like a weenie, but in real life, he was a non-weenie. Anyways, we're getting back to the weenies of the week. And the weenies of the week are, like Gunner said, Sam Smith.
Sam Smith,
he's
he
nominated.
Made the list.
He's nominated, along with...
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Oh,
why did she make
man.
The list? Well, because she's Margot Robbie.
Well, have you seen her career? She made the weenie list.
along with Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend from The Who.
Oh, man. Well,
turned a little weird in the 80s.
And then he got a little even weirder now. Weenie-less.
Weenie-less.
And now we got Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg made the list.
Not making Whoopi. Don't get it? Don't get confused. We're talking about Whoopi Goldberg, the women.
All right, everybody. That was the Weenie List. We gotta go to a nice quick commercial break.
Yes, we do.
But when we come back, we're gonna be talking about video games.
And don't forget, the Weenie List, they're all gonna go head to head, weenie to weenie, and see who is gonna be the ultimate weenie of next week's show. We'll give that out as soon as we get your votes, guys. So it's gonna be up to you, the fans, to vote on the biggest weenie of these four. Remember the top four. Once again, we'll remind you, they are Margaret Robbie,
Whoopi Goldberg,
Pete Townsend,
and Sam Smith.
So get your votes out there.
Today's episode was brought to you by Folgers Coffee.
Folgers Coffee. One cup isn't enough.
What's up, everybody? It's the Runner and Gunner
Runner
Podcast.
Runner and Gunner Podcast here, and we are here to let you guys know that the Runner and Gunner Podcast is the best podcast.
The best podcast.
You need to be out there listening. You need to open your ears.
Open
and
them.
And you need to take time to listen to what
it
we're trying to
two.
Give you. We give you mental health. We give you
comedy, the cure to bad mental health.
And we cure all those things. And the main thing we bring is happiness and good times to your Monday morning traffic hours.
Humor cures all diseases. Humor is a cure. So tell your parents. Tell your sister.
Tell your mommy.
Tell your brother-in-law.
Tell your daddy.
Tell your siblings.
Tell your granny.
Your cousin.
Your auntie.
Your nephews.
Your uncles.
Your friends.
The foreigners.
Social work contemplaries.
The president. Everybody out there. The whole United States needs to know. The whole Germany needs to know. Mexico. Italy. France. Brazil. Every country in the whole wide
in
world.
The
we missed you.
World.
We
mundo,
love you guys out
mundo,
there.
Mundo, mundo,
mundo, mucho más. Of the Running Gunner Show.
When you're riding through a snowstorm.
It's really snowy. Oh man, I forgot to put chains on.
When you're driving through 113 degree temperature.
Man, it's really hot. These roads are smooth. I'm going 115, forget it.
When you fall over a cliff off a mountain.
It's okay, I know a shortcut, guys. Don't worry about it. Oh, a cliff! Ow!
When your Uncle Herbert takes the keys and accidentally drives off the dock of the ocean.
I'm Uncle Herbie. I'm gonna go off the dock right now. Wait a minute. I just wanted a fish. Ow!
Well, either way, in any scenario, Allstate's got you covered.
Thank God for Allstate. Uncle Herbie, wake up.
For only $199 a month, you can be part of the Allstate Club. And every month, we send you a free sandwich. Mail order only.
I all got my ham sandwich through Allstate, and it was delicious.
Allstate.
Allstate.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back,
to
everybody.
The Runner and Gunner Podcast, the
Welcome
greatest podcast.
Back on a Monday morning.
In the world.
It is Monday morning, everybody.
Hey, good
it
Monday
is
to
August
you.
2023.
But this weekend, we got to announce that we did lose a legend. And who is this legend? A game show host legend, that is. And his name is
Bobby Barker.
And yeah, he's up there in heaven right now. And he's looking down upon the Runner and Gunner show and all his audience and just saying, wow. He made it, okay? Either way, he made it. No matter what, if you want to look to live your life to the fullest and potential that it should be, you should look at Bob Barker's life. He did have a good life. He was a great host. Give him mad props. The Price is Right. And heaven told him, come on up. And he did come on up and come on down.
We also lost Bray Wyatt from WWE. And Bray Wyatt, Terry Funk from WWE.
Oh, my Lord.
Chainsaw Charlie.
They're up there. Chainsaw Charlie. The crazy guy, Chainsaw Man. So, I mean, you know, life is short.
Have
Don't
babies.
Don't take it for granted. Make love. Make peace.
Life is short. Make love.
Make peace.
Yeah, we summed it all up.
Just have a great day, you know, like every day, any day could be your first or your last. It doesn't matter because you have to live it like it is.
What will you be doing, Lenny's, when the whippoorwill call?
What
Hopefully,
will they be doing?
You're laying down
next to
in
a
bed
beautiful
with your wife
woman.
And your four children.
Mm-hmm. Doing what?
Watching TV, looking at the phone.
Yeah,
together.
Just having a good time together. That's what it's all about.
Raising grandchildren.
It's all about family and just, you know, getting it
later
together
on.
And just having a good time, you know, just making sure that you do the things in life that you want to do. And if for some reason financially it holds you back, it doesn't matter because you could still do those things without money. It doesn't even take money to get happy.
Family events don't need money.
Happiness does not take money. All you got to do is go somewhere or stay at home even.
But you didn't give that to the birds and bees. I want the money.
Oh, yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
So many family events are coming up, everybody.
Every day, all day.
October, Halloween, first of all.
Oktoberfest for you guys out there who want to drink.
And the mood's already in the air, right, ladies? Don't you want to already think about what you're going to be for Halloween?
They do. They do. They think way ahead of us because us guys, we don't even really care. All we're in it is for to see that lingerie and that really nice-looking stuff that the ladies decide to wear. And we're in it for that, and we love that they decide to wear those type of things because, you know, we do look. And they give us dirty looks for looking. So they're like, why are you looking when I want you to look? But you didn't look before, but now you're looking now.
What about the Halloween houses? The Halloween houses this year.
The Halloween houses.
Christmas house for Halloween, you think they still get down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. Remember, they get down open. Runner Gunner went. Last year, Runner Gunner went to the number one house in the USA.
So let me
tell
you.
Winner of $50,000.
You know that there is some guys who really get into Halloween.
Yeah.
And they make it fun for everyone. As for myself, let me tell you, Halloween is for drinking lots of alcohol and eating lots of candy. So when that night comes around and those two things you want to do, well, then have yourself a good time. Other than that, unless you have a bunch of friends and you all dress up as Chandler and Monica, Halloween, you know, it's just a
Especially
nice pastime
out there.
For the children. Great pastime for the children.
And we're telling you right now, don't drink too much beer and eat too much candy because that will give a call to our another sponsor, Pepto-Bismol. And this segment has been sponsored by Pepto-Bismol.
In fact, that's what I want to be for Halloween.
The more candy you eat, the more beer you drink, the more Pepto you'll take.
I want to be the Pepto-Bismol bottle for Halloween.
Oh, great. They're going to send us free costumes anyway. We might as well be, and I'm going to be the, what's that blue bottle called? I forgot. Anyways, it's the same thing. Oh, no, I'll be the Alka-Seltzer man. I will be Alka-Seltzer man.
Yes.
And I'll have a big old tablet on top of my head with a little box. I'll be in a box with a big old tablet on my head. So look out for us. Pepto-Bismol guy and Alka-Seltzer man this Halloween.
And for the couples out there, if the man wants to be Pepto-Bismol man, and the lady wants to be the Advil, you can go as a couple.
Advil.
It's very cute.
Oh, yeah, Advil worked. But... Yeah, all those things will help the hangovers and the over-overs and the
Or you could go as
up and over.
Little Mermaid and that terrible script.
Oh, yeah, you could. The new one.
The old one
is pretty amazing.
No, the old ones are
great.
But
you could go as that. But you probably didn't want to. But, hey,
my favorite thing to go as is obviously Freddy Krueger and
Jason,
cheerleading victim.
I like
for couples.
Jason
and
the counselor.
I got it. What
Hot
are,
counselor.
Runner, you got to tell us this. You got to answer this.
What's the question?
What are the best couple costumes of 2023? Tons of anime, I know that. Still killers.
Well, to bring it back earlier, we talked about Weenie in a Month, so Hot Dog in the Bun.
Oh, so Sam Smith and Lizzo.
Oh,
oh,
Sam Smith
man.
And Lizzo.
That'd be a great Halloween costume.
So who's, what? Whoa. She will eat the hot dog in the bun. What's, wait, Sam Smith?
What about the guy goes as
Sam
a hot
Smith's
dog?
Gonna starve.
And the girl goes as a ketchup.
There we go. That's a good one. Hot dog and ketchup. How about salt and pepper? How about sugar and teacup? That would be cool.
How about a werewolf and a sexy maid?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds or what's that one with where she goes to the grandma and then the werewolf comes in and he kills the grandma? What's that? Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf.
Oh, yeah,
that would be a good one. Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf.
Yeah, what about
that would be good.
Frankenstein
and the Bride. And
I was gonna say Frankenstein and a sexy dead villager.
What about King Kong?
Or not even dead. Frankenstein and a sexy villager.
They call me King Dong. I mean, what about King Kong?
King Kong and a sexy victim.
Victim, there you go, yeah.
A blonde.
Wearing nothing but a sexy bikini blonde. Top. Bikini top and bikini bottom.
A lace and blonde hair. A blonde wig and a lace nightgown. Boom.
Dang.
And then the man does King Kong.
King Kong Bundy.
Yep. Oh, what about Macho Man and Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
For all you wrestling fans out there.
That's always a good one. Snap it to a Slim Jim.
Yes.
Dig it.
What about,
So, yeah, there's so many costumes out there.
What do you think, audience?
It's still early, and you guys are still haven't even planned your parties yet.
What do they think? What is the audience going on? What is the best couples costume?
Couples costumes.
Of 2023? You tell us.
You guys let us know. You know where to go. Gunner, tell them where to go.
What do you think a guy and a girl should wear as a couple to a Halloween costume party? What do you think? What is the best couple's costume? You tell us, everybody. But yes, also about the parties.
Party.
Halloween parties. Especially if you're just turning 21.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to Halloween party like crazy. You need to drink the adios, mother.
Sucker.
And you also need a drink or the Irish car bomb, something.
Ooh.
You need to get jacked tonight.
Ooh. Jager bombs. Get those Jager bombs going as well. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of crazy things that you could liquidize yourself in. But just make sure that you don't get anything bubbling because you can't trust too many people in that direction that are going that way and trying to be like, you know, trying to score off of that. So you got to be careful with them.
But you do got to pick out the finest lady. And tell her how you feel when you feel like it.
That's right, Lenny's. Jump on it right now. I mean, especially when the music's pumping and the girls are feeling good. You know, they had a few. And even we know a lot of you Lenny's don't need a drink. So when you Lenny's aren't drinking, you might as well go up to her and say, hey, would you like to dance? Just offer it. Even if you don't know how to dance, she won't notice. She won't notice that you don't know how to dance. She'll just be like, oh my God, this guy, a guy asked me how to dance. They won't know that it was a Lenny. In her mind, it would just be a guy.
It's all about timing, gentlemen. And I think you already know that.
And the timing is right, and the moon is lit bright, then you will have a wonderful night with the lady.
Yes, Halloween is coming up.
Sex.
Lots of sexy costumes going out in 2023.
But too many.
Especially, you know,
see, they're already knitting them as we speak.
With the heat. Oh, woo! Man, with this humidity, you're going to see, like, just bare chichis.
So how do you dress like Hurricane Hillary?
Paris Hilton.
How do you dress like Paris Hillary?
How do you dress like Hurricane Paris Hilton?
How in the world do you do that? Where do you buy that costume at? You see, that's $1 million idea.
Well, Paris Hilton is now reformed. So she don't do that no more.
Wait, that's mean. She's not deformed. She is normal, and she is just a brighter, new, better-looking Paris than back in the day.
And Hillary Clinton was hot back in the day.
She was. She really was. She was
so
hot.
Paris Hilton got hotter as she aged, but Hillary Clinton was hot when she was
young. And so the story goes that one night it was really dark, and Bill Clinton went up to this girl named Hillary, and he said, may I walk you? Oh, you could do it better than that.
May I walk you down to the porch?
And that's exactly what happened. And then he walked her down to the porch, and guess what? She said, would you like to come in? And what did he say?
I'm sorry for ruining your dress.
And he gradually accepted. And so the little Clintons lived on. Just ask Chelsea.
Yep, everybody, you know what time it is. The Runner and Gunner Show is not a show for men. It's not specifically
It's not a gender show. It's not for one gender.
It's not a gender show. It's gender fluid.
Yeah, that means free for all.
That means ladies could listen as well as the men.
Men, too, yeah.
As well as the aliens and Timbuktus. We're not Adam Carolla and Mike Judge.
We are not.
And Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. We're definitely not like those other podcasters you're trying to hear. They say the same old thing.
Same old thing.
They all give you commercials. They all take your freedom away.
They
all take
your
time away. They all have the same accent. They all have the same belittling tone.
Yes,
they do.
I'm
better than you stink. Which, Renner and Genner and myself, use deodorant.
We sure do.
So.
We have to.
Our arm sweat is the best. We're not just saying that because we eat omegas. But we do eat our omegas. Rest assured. But this show is also for the ladies.
And we want you ladies to know that it is for you because we do love you ladies out there. Our female listeners out there. Listeners. We want you ladies to know that, hey, it's all good. And we do love you guys. And we just want you to be cool. And yes. Feel the love that we're sending. Because the love that we're sending is the ultimate love. The love that is going to fulfill your heart. And we were trying to tell these ladies,
yes.
These young
so
guys,
stick your little
to
pitos
be with you
in
girls.
The air. Our pitas.
And
we're going, and join us for this next topic. We're going to the commercial break. We'll be right back. We're going to have a good time after these commercial breaks.
All right, ladies.
ladies,
all right. This for the ladies. We want you ladies to
a
know.
A great Monday. We'll be right back.
Let the men, make sure that these men treat you like gentlemen and make sure that they treat you right. And after that, make sure that they give you a good kiss goodnight, if you allow them. But if you don't, then we won't be mad at you. So ladies, we'll continue on this subject later on. But we got to go because we got to pay tribute to our sponsors. But right after, we'll be back right after these
commercial breaks. Today's episode was brought to you by Nike. When you can fly like Michael Jordan, then you know you bought the right shoe.
Float in the air with Nike.
Also, it was brought to you by Wheaties.
Wheaties! Eat the right cereal. Wake up right. Protein for days.
Brought to you by General Mills.
Drive the right car. Steering correctly. Ford.
Mr. X.
Why are you pissed that we don't want to see you?
Mr. X.
Don't tell me that. You're hurting my feelings now.
Mr. X.
You're so offensive. I'm gonna call all the authorities on you now.
Mr. X.
I hate you.
Welcome back.
And we are here to let all the ladies know. Before we gotta go, we just want you ladies to know that
the Runner and Gunner Show is here for you.
We're here for you, and it's positive for you, and we want you to know, get your nails done.
We won't.
Come to the Runner and Gunner Show, get your nails done for you.
Say anything bad against women.
We love them with their nice, pretty, long, short hair, however it may be.
Yep, we love your hair. We love your... The way you present yourself.
Oh, yeah, looking nice.
We love
nice.
Your modernism.
Whether it's dresses, whether it's skirts, whether it's whatever you want to present yourself or however you come.
We love your femininity and your feminism.
Oh, yeah, all day.
High heels, your high heels are great. And you know what else? Your lipstick is amazingly colorful.
All that beautiful makeup you ladies put on the foundation. You lay down the foundation for the men to become makers of the children. And you women are the givers of the children. So that's why we love and respect all of our women in the land of the Runner Gunner Show.
Yes, we do. And, you know, it's very expensive to raise children. But you got it down because you're the boss.
Yeah, ladies. So you ladies, just keep on kicking butt and keep on moving hard. All you hardworking ladies and all you hardworking mothers out there, too.
This is your family.
It's your family, and it's your show as well. You know, it's not only the guy's show. It's for the ladies, too. And we love you women out there. We just want to let you know that we want to give you girls an extra shout out. You women, you girls, you ladies, and all of the females out there in every country and around the world. We love you girls out there, women.
Typically, you know, you can go shopping and you can go to the mall. But ladies out there, have you ever seen a lady shopping? Ladies, do you even look at yourselves when you're shopping? It's the most beautiful and satisfying thing a man could see.
So buy your purses, buy your shoes, get out there, spoil yourselves, and make sure that whatever you buy, it makes you feel good. And as long as you have a smile at the end of the day, then we will respect that.
Premium leather and elite manufacturing. You know, these are things that people need. They're the desires,
necessities
of one's heart,
of life.
And so you know what? Get your lipsticks out. Get them the perfect hue.
Get your little purses out and
your manicures.
Get your mirrors out and do things right. Mani pedis, pedi manis, whatever way you do it, get it done correctly from your favorite persons.
And also, I love the stockings. I love how stockings have come back in style in this real gothic way.
Oh man, how about those pretty highlights too? Get those highlights going, women.
Get those highlights. Yeah. Look like Taylor Swift.
Do it.
And Kim Kardashian.
Do it.
I mean, they are pretty sexy. And if you don't like them, well, then you know what? Go to the gym.
And work it out.
And make your own personality.
So we love all you women out there. It doesn't matter shape, size, or form. As long as you ladies are in the right mindset and you know where you're going in life. And that's what we care about most, is that you're going forward and moving forward in life. And we love the ladies. So this is a special segment for the ladies. Hey, we love you girls, but we got to go already. I mean, their producers are telling us that we got to go to the best part of the show. So everybody, men, women, everybody who's tuning in, just know that we love all you guys that are listening as this moment is correct.
But first, we got to get to the best part of the show
that we love to call the... Among us, everybody. The
Wowzers.
NFL preseason finals, finales ended this past weekend. I'm sure your teams were playing, and I'm sure your teams did well. If they didn't do well, oh well. They'll do well in week one, hopefully. NFL's it back again. MLB, we got Ohtani still kicking butt. Ohtani is pretty much the best player in the major leagues as of now. So he is really good playing, kicking butt. He pitched. He got a little bit hurt, but don't worry. He'll be all right. He's still among the home run leaders.
Anaheim ladies, watch out.
The Dodgers are still doing good. Clayton Kershaw came back off his injury. Won two in a row. So everybody, keep an eye out for Kershaw. He is old. He's still kicking butt, and the Dodgers are in first place.
Let's go, Dodgers.
So the rest of the world, Gunner, we got a couple of sad issues that are going on, right?
Yes, we got global storming, which hasn't hit yet, but scientists of the modern era are telling us that it is upon us, man.
It is upon us, man.
And the global glaciers are storming.
Are they falling from the skies?
Also, an impeccable reality that is new to humanity has been discovered outside 13 billion light years.
Did you say this is impeccable?
Of the solar system. I did not say nipples. I said impeccable.
Oh, my Lord, I love nipples. I mean, impeccable is impossible to defend.
Do ladies have pecs? Ladies, do you call your pecs pecs?
No, they do not. They call them amazing. I mean, And here we are at the 2-minute rundown. So everything's great. We love you guys. And we just want you to know that we thank you both, male, female, and everybody. Gamers, kick some butt. Keep on gaming. Ladies, keep on lading. And gents, keep being gents. And we want you to know if you could have a beautiful Monday.
Beautiful Monday.
Then you can have a great life.
Monday morning podcast, everybody.
Brennan got a show.
We usually talk about video games, and we still will.
We always will.
Hey, everybody. It's
What's up,
Runner and Gunner
Podcast. Runner and Gunner
Podcast here. Runner and Gunner video game podcast, as far as you know us. We're just here to tell you that every Monday morning, we're here for you.
Anywhere that you can listen to our podcast. And that's Monday mornings, Runner and Gunner Show.
Runner and Gunner Podcast, the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, that is, everybody. Runner, how about you tell them a little bit about ourselves real quick?
I'm Runner, and we are going to be running the whole podcast industry because our industry is so creative that we're going to give you something that has never been brought to the podcast industry, and that is entertainment, as well as philosophizing, as well as mental health.
We are the cure for mental health.
And that's what we do, and that's what we're here for. We're here for you, the listeners.
Well, it's easy and clear. Comedy cures. Sense of humor cures. Laughter
cures
the cure all.
And that's what we're here for. We're here to cheer you guys up on your Monday mornings, whether you have traffic or not, whether you're in America or not, whether you're anywhere in the world. Runner and Gunner, the podcast, is here to cure your any symptoms. Every symptom and anyone.
Runner and Gunner are not responsible for any indications that you might be carrying symptoms on your own. We are fully not talking about what you're talking about. We are not associated with anybody, and these facts are just made up. The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast
is a free podcast.
The only free podcast.
Segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.